Do you like stories about serial killers? What about psychics? How about a psychic serial killer with a conscience wiping out the filth of society?
Yeah!
If you thought Dexter was a great show that went soft in its final seasons, these are the books for you. Introducing The Jericho Files, written by an old infantry grunt who has seen evil firsthand and digested it into grade-A gore porn with 5-star reviews all around. Click on the link tree in the Meat Gazer box and buy your copies today on Amazon, you filthy, dirty riggers.
What's up, you beat-down Bobs and sawtooth Sallys? Terrence Pop here from Redonkulous.com. And guess what? Bad Pop showed up and he's got bad news for the ladies. But I think you know that already. I've been listening to it on the news for days.
A Houston woman is recovering after she says a man hit her in the head, in the face, with a brick. Robichet says he attacked her after she refused to give him her cell phone number, all while a crowd of men stood there watching.
Oh my God, it's so terrible. Where have all the good men gone? Why won't men protect women anymore?
Boo-hoo. If you want to make this episode the shortest in history, you told us for decades that you don't need a man. Space Ghost. I'm sorry for the snap. It was an emotional response. Homo suspicion point assessed. I gotta drink it off now. Look, half a shot of Cut My Balls does wonders for erasing homo suspicion points, just saying. But back to the lady in the video.
Have I ever done to anybody in my life to deserve this?
Now, am I condoning what happened to her? Absolutely not. I can't recommend that a man does a full Home Alone on someone else's face, even though it's kind of funny. Now this lady, I'm not going to say she had this coming, but there's a whole lot of videos out there floating around showing this woman doing some questionable bullshit.
I remember a while back, she's posting videos going around in public, literally smacking old white people in the face.
You know what we need here? We need a saying, something like poking the bear. Why don't we ask Grizzly Man about poking a bear? Oh, we can't. He poked a bear and got eaten. Bummer. Now, I understand human beings are not bears. Shut up with that. In fact, we are much worse. A bear will kill you and then eat you. But human beings, we just kill for killing's sake. You go around slapping random people in the face, well, you get what you get and you don't throw a fit.
Have I ever done to anybody in my life to deserve this?
But here's the kicker, dudes. This never happened. Back in 2020, after a botched plastic surgery procedure left her looking quite familiar, this chick scammed sympathizers out of $5,000. And now she's done the same thing in current year to the tune of nearly 50 grand.
The best friend claims that she's known Rhoda for 13 years, and in fact spoke to her about this incident, and she got an entirely different story.
First saw the video, I just went again. And that again, like, you know, oh, something bad happened to her. I'm like, she doing this again?
So let me ask you something. When you see someone who says they got hit with a brick, would you expect to see them on their feet, conscious, and bitching about it at the scene of the supposed crime? Or sitting up in a hospital bed with no blood or stitches?
It's actually very ill-advised to drink alcohol shortly after getting injections. The reason for this is because, this is what it looks like.
And since evidence of this has come to light, she has since deleted her TikTok and privatized her Instagram. That is until recently, when the Instagram was restored with precisely zero mention of the incident that she's now being investigated for. Because collecting donations under false pretenses is, what's that word? Oh yeah, that's right, fraud. But shit like this does happen all the time, and that's why we're making this episode.
Evil Pop woke me up from a dead sleep and said, you better write this shit down. How much does it cost to be the White Knight? If you are stupid enough to ride to the rescue for a diarrhea mouth, it could wind up costing you for the rest of your life. Retirement, life savings, who needs that? Am I right, Winnie? No. You know, after I get out of the hospital, I'm going to find her and break me off a piece. What? No? What about a mouth hug with a head bob? Oh, my God. Yeah. Now, before we begin, we should go back to the actual beginning of these situations. And they all start exactly the same way. You're out in public with your woman or with a woman you're aspiring to make your woman.
Are you gonna let him talk to me that way?
Jesus Christ, that's how they all begin. But what you didn't see was her actually picking the fight. Women do this all the time, and it's called shit testing. In fact, I did a whole video on shit testing, links in the description. And we all know why women do this, because there are no real men out there, right? So they feel justified in shit testing you to see if you're a real man. She wants you to do the man monkey dance where you kind of tap dance all the way to the poorhouse. Oh, Space Ghost is on. This is the part where I give you the knife hand and tell you never fall for this bullshit, dudes. But I can't do that today, and it sucks. We have been hardwired by the universe to come to the aid of women in need. Now keep that in mind, because men today are resisting this primal urge. And you want to know why men are resisting? We're logical, plain and simple. Every dude walking around out there at least has a basic knowledge in cost-benefit analysis. And despite the fact that us men, we're really good at selective hearing. Ladies, we have been listening to you and we are taking it to heart. You have been spewing dog shit for the past 50 years that men and women are mentally and physically exactly the same. You need one of us like a fish needs a bicycle, right? And because you pay your own bills, you are strong and independent, right? Well, in a world according to men, you're just an average adult. Screen 5. Newsflash, we are not physically or mentally equal. And no, paying your own bills does not necessarily make you strong and independent. And here's the kicker. Women know this, but they refuse to say it out loud. That victim gravy train, it pays some dividends. Oh, yes, it does. If telling the truth makes you lose your place in line in the free meal, chances are you're not going to do it. Even if you know it is the right thing to do. And we all know what the true measure is of someone's character, don't we? And that is doing the right thing, even when no one is looking. And that's why you can't bash men for not protecting you. And why? They're doing it strictly for show. Space Ghost is on, fuck off. Sorry, ladies, but most of the guys who ride to your rescue, they actually want to break off a piece. We know violence and danger provokes a sexual response. Fear of death does the exact same thing. But that does not give you the go-ahead to pick up women at a funeral. And I know who you are. I read your comments in the chat. Dudes, especially when they're younger than 30, are pretty much one-dimensional. And when we see a woman getting attacked by a dude, we have one, two primal urges, and we fight each other for supremacy. First one is protecting a woman in danger. And the second one, well, that's slipping one by the goalie. Oh, I'm sorry he attacked you. Come here, give me a hug. Maybe a mouth hug.
What?
Never mind. Listen, dudes, I know you're out there laughing because I'm speaking the truth. Don't deny it. And you ladies out there who are mad, pay attention, because now I'm going to get into the logical math. Now, whenever a dude toes the line against another guy, there's three outcomes. You win, lose, or it's a draw. But in current year, even if you win, you still lose. We live in a very litigious, and I can't believe I just said that, society. And that system is double stuffed from the front and rear, if you know what I mean, with bureaucracy. And to cap it all off, no good deed goes unpunished. Every time you come to blows, it's going to cost you physically, financially, and psychologically. With that being said, let's go to the board. So let's say you won this fight. What did you really win? At a bare minimum, you could be looking at an assault and battery or a felony assault charge, depending upon how bad you fucked the dude up. If it's assault and battery, you're anywhere between 5 and 10K just for bail. At the very least, you're losing 10% of this number if you go to a bail bondsman. And it gets even more juicy when you're looking at felonious assault, because that goes anywhere from 25 to 100K. So let's say you intervene in an assault between a man and a woman. That is not a mutual combat. You are attacking that individual. And guess what? Depending upon the city you're in, the prosecutor can fuck you three ways to Sunday. Even if you were a good Samaritan, it's not about what happened, it's about what you can prove. And because us evil hairless monkeys, we like to pull these out once it starts to get juicy. All the prosecutor and the jury are going to see is you kicking the shit out of someone else. Keep that in mind, because we haven't even got to the possibility that you could kill this fucker. Let's talk about the woman that got hit with the brick. If I was to jump in and save her, I'd have to use equal force, meaning I would have to use a weapon. Weapons are felonious assault. And if you don't use that weapon properly, you're gonna wind up at home plate, which is homicide. And I look way too happy for a dude who just said homicide. And if that's what goes down, you're looking at manslaughter. Involuntary, 25K. Voluntary, $100,000. That's $10,000 just to the bail bondsman that you will never get back. But let's just say in this scenario, there was one eyewitness and one video recording. And that recording will probably not show the beginning of the altercation. And now, because you wanted that mouth hug with a head bob, it's now murder, and you're looking at $1 million for bail. And 10% of that, well, that's 100K. That's a house. And if you had that much money laying around, you wouldn't have to fight dudes for pussy, Screen 5. Downvote me, I don't care. Just give me a bunch of these, fuck off. Now, all 36 of my hate subs are all like, oh my God, sit down and shut up. You female breeding dogs. And of course, your close personal friends, you know, the British cigarettes. Smoke them if you got them, Screen 5. Now, I know you didn't sign up for this. You just wanted a piece of, the pussy. I got it, but it is what it is. You didn't think it through, and now the law is gonna give you the screw. And the bail, well, that's just the beginning. Now you have a trial to worry about, unless you want to plea out and get a real fucking.
Yes, please.
We all know that the justice system in this country does not work as it was designed. Right there. Don't believe me? Just look and see what's happening to our 45th president, huh? Space Ghost is on. Bare minimum for assault and battery, if it goes to trial, $7,000! And that doesn't have a 10% refund rate. It's all the money. Not to be confused with alimony or Alice isn't horny anymore money, which thankfully I did not have to pay. Anything higher than that, you know, homicide, murder, felonious assault with intent to do great bodily harm, you're looking at $20,000 to $40,000 for that trial. Listen to my words, gentlemen. Bare minimum numbers. I'm being very conservative with these numbers. But we're getting ahead of ourselves here. You just had a big fucking fight. Chances are you're gonna get arrested. Even if you won that fight, you still might have to go to the hospital, which is very common. And if the dude didn't die, you're gonna probably have to pay for your medical bills and his. That mouth hug with a head bob is becoming very goddamn expensive.
Fuck.
Next time you want to fulfill one of your primal urges, just go rent a pussy. You don't need to fight for it. It's too expensive. After all, you're not paying them for the mouth hug. You're paying them to leave. And no matter what that pro charges you, I can guarantee you it'll be way more expensive for an ER visit. Now, if it's just you going to the ER, average cost $1,800, but keep in mind, you might have to pay his hospital bills too, and they could be much worse than yours. Now, I know that sounds bad, but believe me, it gets much worse. Let's just say this fight went bad from the beginning and you're both tore up from the floor up. Extended hospital stays, they begin at $15K. And if you were really reckless and using that brick incorrectly, you could put him into a coma. And the cost for that is astronomical. And at that point, you're not only going to pay for his medical bills, his family is going to sue you for civil damages on top of all of that. And if that goes down, you're looking at $100K in damages, plus the court costs, plus the medical bills. You are stopping the train at, oh my God, I'm fucked. But before you do any of that, you're going to need an attorney and get your car out of the impound lot. Now, I know in Detroit, you get your car impounded. It's $600, plus they charge you $35 a day for storage for every day it's in the lot. So every day you're in the hospital, you have an impounding issue that becomes a compounding issue. But even after you get your car, you have to hire the attorney and you have to pay him $300 an hour just to get access to your constitutional rights. Or you can pay the flat rate of $20K, which is still a king's ransom for an average dude. Gentlemen, this is the most expensive one-night stand that never happened in all of history. Now, I understand a lot of this is worst case scenario, I got it. But it does happen, and it could happen to you!
Let's pretend that's not true.
Yeah.
Now, if this all sounds too fantastic, let's just break it down to the bare minimum, shall we? You got into a fight, there's a lot of witnesses, and you don't get screwed legally. But you learn how to fight watching Rocky. You know where this is going. You block those punches with your face. Getting your Tic Tacs knocked out in a fight is very, very common. If you're supremely unlucky and you have to have two teeth posted into your meat suit, that's $4,000 per tooth. It's either that or you walk around looking a little Irish. Now, I'm not bashing on the Irish. Your whiskey is fantastic. Your beer is great. Women, ditch pigs.
Wash they pussy in the sink.
And let's be honest, gentlemen, you got yourself into this mess because you thought you're gonna break off a piece. The one aspect where men and women are equal is we both don't like jacked up grills. And with that being said, I think it's time for just a little scenario here. All right, you are beat down Bob. You see another ass bag tooling up a woman. You intervene. There is basically a two-way fisticuffs. You lose two teeth. He loses one tooth. And the cops show up. You both get cuffed and stuffed. Assault and battery. So this is going to cost you 8,000 in teeth. Probably 7,000 for a trial or a plea bargain. And you might have to pay for his medical bills, which is another $4,000 if he needs to get a tooth fixed. So you ride to this woman's rescue, and it's going to cost you $19,000. Fuck off. And this $19,000, it's just the beginning. It gets astronomically more expensive the worse the fight was. And this is just on the criminal side. On the civil side, you still have the court costs, the medical bills, the damages, and you need to hire an attorney for $300 an hour, which is the average rate.
No! Oh, please, God, no!
So, gentlemen, is it worth it? Is it now? And ladies, can you actually blame us for not riding to your rescue? You have priced us out of the protection racket. Don't tell us you don't need us and then complain when we don't show up. It's kind of like what most liberals do. They create the problem and then bitch about it. Dudes and ladies, when you look at this math, it should answer all your questions. Dudes, stop thinking with the little head. The little head will rape your wallet. And ladies, stop shit-testing men and expecting other men to ride to your rescue, because those days are coming to an end. Chivalry is dead, and women fed it to a wood chipper. They went full Fargo on chivalry, and they dare whine and cry about it. There's no men coming to my rescue. Shut up! Ladies, when you look at the numbers and the state of the world, you have to understand it is going to hell in a handbasket, and it's getting there real quick. So do yourself a favor, give the fish a bicycle, and shut your fucking mouth. Because it has caused nothing, and I mean nothing, but trouble. Now, I know the leftoids who watch my shit are going to be like, Pop, that math is white supreme pizza. Wah. Well, I like my white supreme pizza with extra cheese, the cupping pepperoni that collects the grease, and a big heaping side of fuck off. Math doesn't lie. Leftoids do. I hope you like this video. Pop out. I mean, because I'm a former professional fighter, if like I lost my shit and tore somebody apart, it would fucking slam fuck me.
We could show the bricks flying yeah. out. Like, oh! Don't worry, Marv, I'll get him for you.
Ah, that's good.
He would have died every time over. Every time he'd be dead. Hit him from four stories up.
Yeah, he'd be dead.